This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Tommy, it used to be parents prayed for the start of the school year.
Oh, yeah. Get them out.
Give you a break. Now, not so much. There are lots of parents who, through their own choices or not, are expected to do things our parents did not. And this has become a massive pain in the ass. But I did not think all, as moms and dads, we're all in the same boat together.
Yeah.
That one, there would be a dress code for this. And two, we were going to shame parents just like us for having these on while doing what we're all doing.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We got breaking news.
Oh.
So it's been...
The engagement's off.
NFL cutdown day yesterday. The Bills have made it a theme to bring back their superstars after they've gone to other teams, and they've done it again.
Where'd they go grab?
Your Buffalo Bills have signed former All-Pro safety Jordan Poyer.
I remember him.
Oh.
I know. Oh.
I didn't think he would come back.
Was he in Miami?
He was in Miami last year. He is now back in Buffalo. No idea how much he's making or what his role will be.
Okay.
But he is now on the roster, which means they have to release somebody, which really sucks because somebody made the 53
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, thinking they were going to make it.
Ah!
Poor, poor guy.
All right, so that means then, right now, just this season, Tre'Davious White.
Wow.
Jordan Poyer. Jordan Phillips. And they just released Dane Jackson. That's four guys that agreed to re-sign that were as part of this defense before this season.
Okay.
All right, so we wait and see what that's all about.
I hear it's a good thing, though, being in this position.
I don't know why we want Poyer back.
Yeah,
he didn't look great.
We didn't really miss him too much.
I don't mean we didn't miss him.
I mean, he didn't do what we thought he was going to do in Miami.
Well, no, I think what we all thought he was going to do in Miami. In Miami. All right.
Well,
we
weren't sure if he still had juice left in the tank.
Didn't look like it, but
we're
maybe
not sure.
Maybe that he found a little juice.
Or he's like that advisor role that they brought Micah Hyde in for.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Which was kind of pointless.
Talk to the rookies.
I'm sure we'll talk more about this tomorrow as we get more information.
All right.
Here in the break room on CMF. So one of the worst parts of modern back to school for parents is the pickup and drop off.
No, sure. It's got to be a pain in the ass.
Bus issues across districts in the greater Rochester area have led to moms and dads just deciding to drive the kids themselves, which has led to the biggest pain in the ass of your day. Tommy, some of these drop-off lines, and I'm not exaggerating, go for like half a mile.
It would have to. It's got to look like Woodstock.
I have a friend whose mom went to go pick up her grandkids in line at school, and she didn't know how long it was going to be, so she ran out of gas while waiting in the line.
Here comes grandma pushing the car.
Which only caused the line to get longer.
Oh, no.
Not great.
So, like, depending on where your kid goes to school, it could take 30 minutes to an hour to get them. It sucks.
It's got
to
be.
So, with that being said, there is a picture that has gone viral.
Yeah.
It is a mom. She's dropping off her two little ones. She's walking them into school. She's got holding them by the hand. The kids got their little backpacks
on. Adorable.
Yeah. And mom is wearing a robe, slippers, and a towel wrapped around her hair.
She does not.
I swear to God. It looks like
she just got out of the shower.
That's what it looks like. Right. And the video has been shared tens of thousands of times, and folks are lighting her up.
Really?
Yeah, you should.
Why? just
here comes
up.
The slob squad.
I mean, what do
she's
you?
She's in a robe and slippers. What, for God's you, sake.
But you're not going Rome. Into the school. You're literally bit, just the, showing up to get the kids in the
you
car.
You got a towel on your head?
I don't think it's all that weird. I wouldn't think twice.
Why does this bother you?
It's disgusting.
A towel what? On your head is disgusting.
Yeah, you're practically
no
naked,
hair.
Woman.
No.
You just got out of the shower, you damp.
Who cares?
I know. She's
her husband.
How do you know she got a husband?
Well, she probably don't dress like that.
Oh,
acting like that? No wonder she's single.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. The kids are getting to school, right?
Yeah.
The woman was obviously in the middle of getting ready for her morning.
Yeah.
I don't know why you think you'd have to impress anybody at the school drop-off line. It's the school drop-off line.
Everybody's just trying to get in and out as quickly as possible.
How about put some clothes on?
You don't need to show up in your Sunday's best.
How about base clothing? Not stuff you wear in the bathroom.
You would judge that, too. You judge sweatpants.
Pajama pants.
Yeah.
Pajama pants are not pants. The pajamas.
What's the second word of pajama pants?
It shouldn't be a second word.
So it's just be pajamas?
Pajama stops at pajamas.
Okay.
There ain't no pants.
I don't know what that mom's got going on. I'm sure this is the busiest part of her day.
Really?
Who cares if she just got out of the
shower? Get up a half hour earlier and set your hair.
Maybe she slept through her alarm. Maybe she's not having a great morning.
You're not gonna
I'm not going to tell her what to do.
You're going nowhere dressed like that, lady. Nobody's going
to
take
you
seriously.
No, she's actually going to work probably or somewhere important considering she's getting ready in that moment.
You imagine if there was a picture of your mom dropping you off back in the day looking terrible. You'd be ashamed.
Well, but again, now that I'm an adult, I would understand. Yeah, as a kid, it would be embarrassing. But now that I got two kids of my own, you're lucky I put pants on.
I was going to say, everything your parents did then was embarrassing, though. Everything.
Yes.
Just
this
your parents
is,
being there
like
was
the
embarrassing.
Next level.
Our dads wore fanny packs on a regular basis.
I'm not a fan of the fanny pack. You know that.
Look, I hope this woman does this every single day.
By the way, I'm sure she does because she has no shame.
If only to bring down the expectations for what moms and dads are supposed to be doing in the morning with their kids. The kids got to school, didn't they?
All right.
That's what the drop-off line is for. You're such a catty bitch, man.
Dress up, cover up your tattoos.
Cover up your tattoos?
Well, I don't need some tatted up, chipped tooth mama with a goddamn damp towel on her head smelling like a skunk's ass showing up dropping your child off.
Well, maybe she doesn't have any clothes, like clothes to wear. Because, like, there are some people, the only way they get their clothes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Their birthday presents.
Yeah, all their clothes are birthday
presents. She's a townie. I bet you, what does that towel say?
Okay, everybody that goes to the school is a townie.
What does that towel say? Quality Inn?
It's a blue towel.
It's a hotel towel.
It's a blue towel.
She ripped it off when she was on vacation down at Myrtle Beach. That is a Myrtle Beach ripoff towel.
252-WCMF, there is a video of a woman that went viral. She's dropping off her kid in the drop-off line at school. Got the two little kids. She's holding their hands. She's walking them in. She is in a robe, slippers, towel on her head. And people are losing it on this woman, saying that she's trashy.
It is a trash look. There's no denying that.
Calling her a bad mom. Now, look, the backlash against this woman is sad, but it's not surprising. Because there is an entire ecosystem that surrounds the after-school kids' pickup at every school across the greater Rochester area.
So how does it work?
There are parents who get there 30 minutes early to beat out the traffic, and they're screaming at their kid to sprint out of school so we don't catch the traffic on the way out. There are the parents who show up, get out of their car, stand there, and let everyone see what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the professional parents.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the button-up parent.
I assume they're also single parents, like they're trying to put out a vibe here. There are the parents who do all they can every day to break the well-structured rules of the drop-off and pick-up line.
Okay.
Right? Like,
the rogue parent?
Well, they're just looking for a reason to pick a fight with, like, that poor security guard that's directing traffic. I'm just going to wait here. It's coming out this way. The funniest parents, however, Tommy, they're the ones that will park their cars off campus and make their kids walk to them so they don't get caught in the traffic hurricane. Like, I'll come get you, but I won't all the way come get you.
But that seems to be the smarter option, is to park out.
Oh, you're not judging that parent?
Well, no, because make the kid walk, get a little exercise.
Oh my God!
Move his little goddamn legs. He's been sitting all day.
You would be so mad if you're that kid's moving too slow. Like that kid's trying to cross the street and they're taking their time. Those kids taking their sweet time getting to their parent who doesn't want to wait in line like the rest of us.
Well, don't be shuffling. Let's get them knees moving, bucko.
If I am not in eye shot of my daughters, they will wait till the last possible minute to leave that school because they want to hang out with their friend.
Yeah. That's not going to be any quicker for you.
Yes, it's actually going to take me longer because it'll be 30 minutes. My 14-year-old, I'm coming. I'm going to be there.
It's amazing how your daughter talks just like your sister.
Well, they're related.
Oh, yeah, true.
252 WCFM.
I always said that skipped a generation.
Going back to the woman in a towel, Christine is on CMF. Hey, Christine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Tommy, have you ever dropped a kid off in your life to school?
No.
Okay. Do you ever think that this poor woman has three children, more than one, obviously, who are maybe in three different schools and the buses just don't show up, don't call, which is very much a thing these days. And she's got to get to work. So you get dressed to the best of your ability. You get one to one school, handle the line you're talking about. Until you actually go through it, don't judge how we look.
Let me ask you this. How long does it take you to put on a pair of pants?
Too long, Tommy.
It
too long.
Does take time if you have little ones.
Yeah.
You should know that. How long does it take you to put your pants on? You're little. It takes a while. Bend over, get up. It takes a while.
Bend over, get up.
It takes you a minimum of 30 seconds to get out of that chair every day.
I could be out of these jeans. I could be out of these jeans in 30 seconds.
Prove it.
No, don't prove it. No. No.
What? I got on semi-underwear.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
That's okay. But you know, you can't be too hard. At least the mom got the kids to school. Would you rather the mom just not put the kids in school?
I like how it's always just one or the other. How about leave the house presentable?
Oh, my
God. To her point.
Oh, my God.
But this is the country we got now. Everybody's just walking around in crap wear.
Yeah, no.
We're not even in leisure wear anymore. It's not just slob central.
No, I hear you, man. Like, back when everyone was wearing suits, everything was great. Except my marriage is illegal. But other than that, like, everything was pretty damn good. Remember
right.
that? They were wearing suits.
But at least they had ties on.
Keeping my wife from being able to marry me. Let's go back then.
But even on those marches, every guy had a suit on. I didn't see. During the march in Selma, not one dude was in a robe.
Yeah, they would have had more.
Actually, the guys with robes were on the other side of the bridge.
No,
I take that
Tommy,
back. There were robes in a march to Selma. They were some robes.
Tommy, you're wearing a robe. When you wear those track suits, they're pretty much a robe.
They are called the Italian robe. Yeah.
And your shoes don't always match. You know, you cannot wear a gray tracksuit with bright red shoes. How do you think I saw you in Wegmans? Had nothing to do with you. It had to do with those shiny, bright things that blind you like a traffic light.
Second time you brought up Stalking Tommy. I'm going to let you go, yes. Christine, but thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. It's a sad day when I'm on Christine's side. 252 WCMF. We're talking about this woman. She went viral this week. She's dropping off her kids at school, holding the kids' hands at the drop-off line.
Yeah.
Driving them in, walking them in. She's in a robe, slippers, towel on her head. Anastasios writes us on Instagram.
Oh, nice Italian boy.
Duffy on WCMF says, this lady did it for the TikTok clout and attention. It's the only reason you're filming something like this, for the attention. She, Anastasios, was not filming it. It was someone in their car filming her. Which
just shaming her.
Yes, even more of a dick move. There was no need to do this.
Yeah.
There was no
need.
There's
a need. If I saw that, I would want to take a picture of it and show you.
That makes you a catty bitch.
And
yes, I am
so
a catty bitch.
About
look at
it
these
too.
Shoes.
He'd be like his head hanging out the window, like really trying to zoom in and get the right angle.
He doesn't know how to use his camera like that. Uh-huh. He'd get pictures like four birds by accident.
Be a stupid face.
Okay.
Jeez, you got to do that to me?
Dude, the stink lines and everything. The other thing about the drop-off and pick-up with the kids at school.
What's that?
No couple can completely agree on whether or not their kids should be given a ride or be forced to take the bus.
The debate, yeah.
Because, like, my wife goes out of her way every morning to drop my daughters off at school.
That's nice.
I refuse to pick them up.
So they car
they
in,
the bus.
Take
bus,
the bus home. Yes. They have a bus. Bus works just fine. You can do your homework on the bus on your ride home. If you have to stay after with a teacher, you got practice.
Dick,
look,
man.
I'll go get them if you got. What?
You're such a dick.
Why am I
always
a dick?
I liked the bus ride home. You know what I mean? Like, it never bothered me because you knew you were going home. So it was just like, let's kick back and relax here.
And all your friends are on the bus.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, I didn't need to be picked up by a parent and be, like, questioned about my day, and then I had to have a conversation. No, just kick back on the bus. It's fun.
You wouldn't go pick up your kid from school.
Me?
Yeah.
No, screw that kid.
Okay, there you go.
Figure it out.
But I'm a dick?
Well, I'm a dick. I'm a known dick.
Kimmy, the other kick in the scrot when it comes to picking up and dropping off your kid, depending on when your kid gets out of school, you go from the school pickup traffic right into actual rush hour traffic. So, like, my kids go to Aquinas and Grand, yeah. right? Okay, so we've made that decision. It's my own fault. But for me to go get my kids from school, I have to leave the house around 2:10, and I do not walk back in my door until between 3:30 and 4 o'clock.
Jesus Christ, you could fly to goddamn New York
yes,
and back.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Because by the time I fight all of the traffic all the way through, I get out. Now I got to fight all the rush hour traffic that's starting around 3 o'clock, 3:15. Yeah. I got things to do. The kids are all right. Bus ain't going to kill them. Everything is fine.
All right.
And wear what you want. I don't get out of the car. I'll put on gym shorts. T-shirt.
Well, if you don't get out of the car, it's a different story.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
if you have, like,
well, I don't know what you're wearing.
So I can have a towel on my head in the car.
You have a towel on your head?
Yeah.
Why would like a man have hair. A towel on his head?
He's got hair.
No, I've never, seen a guy, do the beehive towel over their head, unless they're on my wife's Bravo shows.
To your point, I have never seen that either, but maybe there's some metal
guys. It doesn't work.
Maybe there's some metal guys listening.
They don't have, like, the technology, towel technology to stay on a man's head.
You know, as we go off topic real quick, I'm with you. My wife does that.
Yeah, my wife does it. All women do
it. I don't know how they do it. I've watched her do
it. It's almost like a religion.
I've watched her do it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
If you gave me, said, here's $1 million, tie this towel on
They do it one-handed, too. They just...
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Is there like a class you ladies take where they teach you how to do that?
Secret class. Secret towel class.
Kimmy, do you know how to do the towel on your head like
Unfortunately,
that?
Yeah, I think
no.
you're just kind of she born never gets with that close. Skill. I didn't hear what you said. Sorry. Probably wasn't.
You don't wash your hair.
Anyways.
The insulting joke was you don't wash your hair. Your hair is nasty.
No, it just comes naturally. I don't know at what point in your life you learn how to do that.
I think you learn from your mother. Your mother's
Your
towel.
Mother shows you. Yes.
I don't know. I thought you were going somewhere else with that. That got scary.
No, they don't make a towel for that one.
They should.
A little teeny towel?
Cha-cha-cha-cha. Well, there's no hair down there anymore, so you don't need to dry it out.
It would look like you got an ice cream cone between your legs.
Which, by the way, not the worst idea,
that
ladies.
That would be delicious.
Throw that out there.
Wouldn't spit that out.
252-WCM. We'll take one more call. We're talking picking up your kids, dropping off your kids, and potentially vagina custard. RJ's got the last word on CMF. Hey, RJ, how are you, buddy?
Good. Duffy, you are not very nice.
What? Thank
you. Your daughters go to Aquinas, right?
Yes, they do.
So they bus in on other schools' buses.
So let me just...
bus ride is significantly longer.
Yeah, so let me just catch everybody up, RJ, so they fully understand why you think I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
So they have to take a bus from Aquinas to the high school in Rush Henrietta, because we live in Henrietta, and then they have to get on a bus at Rush Henrietta that then takes them to my house. It's about a, depending on the day, hour to hour and 20-minute trip.
God damn.
I had to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're a savage.
Brutal.
I mean,
you're brutal.
The buses are there because kids take the bus.
Yeah,
it's not like
hour and a half?
It's not like you're, you know, so they're on the bus a little longer.
I mean, it's time to do your
it's
homework.
Not a bad thing.
What are you going to do? I'm going to go pick you up so you can lay on my couch? I got things to do, man. I got things to do. RJ, are you a Catholic school kid, too?
No, I actually went to Greece Odyssey, but I had the Aquinas kids were on my late bus.
Oh, right.
There was a whole bunch of Aquinas kids that we would see on the late bus.
Do you have kids of your own?
No, I do not, but okay. Still, you're a savage.
Yeah, I love this. I love this.
That long, man.
I love guys with no kids. Let me tell you, when I have, I'm going to love them and answer every question and take them everywhere they want to be and do all of the things for them. I can't wait. I want you to call me back, RJ. You ever have kids when they're 15 and you call the show back up and you go, I'm sorry. I see now. I was wrong.
All right, I will.
Bye, RJ. It goes, Odyssey RJ. Let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The dream job for a lot of men.
Oh, yeah?
And one woman we met a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But different franchises you would work for would lead to a different experience. Because the one we talked about a couple months ago, everyone wanted.
Yeah.
You'd be the most popular person in the building. This one, you may still be the most popular person in the building, which would make this job harder.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, again, the breaking news, if you missed it, the Buffalo Bills announced just a couple minutes ago that they are signing safety Jordan Poyer. He's back.
Back, baby.
So we're just running the whole thing back together. Mm. See if Thurman Thomas is available. and as we talk about sports, the Pegulas own not only the Bills, they also own the Buffalo Sabres. And they're looking to hire as well.
Okay.
The Sabres need a saber tooth.
All right, that's the mascot.
The mascot. Mm-hmm. You got it. They posted yesterday online they are looking to hire a new mascot coordinator, which essentially makes you Sabretooth. The job pays around $20 an hour. They say they are looking for someone energetic, engaging, and someone who can dance and skate.
Oh. Yeah, that's the key there.
Well, you got to dance and skate.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if at the same time.
Either way, right. I'm always 10 times more impressed with the hockey mascot than any other mascot just for that reason.
You can skate in that costume.
Yeah.
So there is a hockey mascot that we may or may not know that took ice skating lessons.
Oh, really?
So he would be able to be the skating mascot.
Wow.
So a couple of months ago, back in the spring, the Bills were looking to hire a new Billy Buffalo.
Yeah.
And folks got excited about that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, will there be the same level of excitement for the Sabretooth gig?
In terms of ranking mascots.
Okay.
Probably not the highest on your mascot popularity list.
Now, if we want to talk legacy, Sabretooth has existed far longer than Billy Buffalo.
Well, it goes back to prehistoric times.
You just don't see him as much.
Well, I mean, NFL is more popular sport, right? We also had the Bills here in town, so Billy Buffalo is always a training
camp. It's not
camp.
Like a sport where they're featured on TV either, unless it's like gritty.
No, you're right.
Or like a really famous one.
Man, the Flyers nailed that mascot. Yeah. I hate the Flyers.
Was that weird looking thing that nobody could figure out?
Yeah, you got it. I love gritty. I hate the Flyers.
But like all the other sports, like they'll show them on the sideline or doing trade. Like any NBA one, they actually like go out and perform.
Yeah, sometimes knock themselves unconscious.
So I guess maybe that's why I don't really think of Sabretooth that much. You just don't see them out, you know, on TV or unless you're going to the game, you don't see them that much.
All right, I think it's fair to rank power rankings, Billy Buffalo over Sabretooth as far as Western New York mascots go. But I think it's more complicated than that.
What is that?
Being Billy Buffalo right now is easy. Anything Buffalo Bills
gets
people
they're
excited,
on fire.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just show up and wave.
Being Sabretooth, especially at a Sabres game, looks like it may be the hardest job.
You got to work it, man.
Yeah.
Some of these guys are expecting lap dances.
The Sabres have not been good. Fan anger and apathy are at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Season ticket numbers for the last 5 years have just been falling and falling and falling.
So you could get booed.
I mean, just
showing up.
when they're on like a losing streak or so, it's kind of hard to get the crowd fired up.
Yes.
You know?
How do you get people
that's
excited?
That's your job.
And you got to do like those videos on social media with fans where they're like, like that can't be easy for the Sabres mascot right now. Like the only folks that have been going to Sabres games the last 2-3 seasons are diehard fans who do not care about the mascot, or folks that are there to see other teams.
Or maybe, if you're lucky, families that see the cheaper tickets and think I could bring my kids.
Okay, but
kids,
then,
you're golden.
But no, but then you got to worry about the little kids who are terrified of Sabretooth, a 7-foot tiger coming at you. Like, you're already against a rock and a hard place walking in there. You got to sell it hard.
Yeah.
I would love to be a mascot. I don't know if I'd want to be Sabretooth right now.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a fun gig. It sounds like you're going to be kind of lonely.
Yeah, you're the face of a franchise that can't get out of its own way for the last 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Plus, NHL mascots have far more dangerous things they do.
Oh, really?
Like Billy Buffalo, he's got his ATV that he rides around every once in a while. Yeah. That's about as dangerous as Billy Buffalo gets.
What's the hockey guy?
So we talked about the skating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got that. For some reason, they also love to drop NHL mascots from the ceilings
of
arenas.
I'm done with that. I am not doing that.
Have you
aerial skills, I guess.
Yeah, have you seen these videos?
So they lower him down from the ceiling.
Yeah, so for years ago, and I don't know if it's because this guy or the that Sabretooth was good at it, Sabretooth would jump from the rafters and he would like
swing
cliffhanger and rappel himself down.
Man, for $20 an hour, kiss my saber ass.
So there is a brilliant video, and I hope this man is okay.
Okay.
The Denver Nuggets. It's like a cougar bobcat looking thing.
Yeah.
He's got a big ass head. They bring him down before the game from the rafters. He must have passed out.
Oh, no kidding.
He's unconscious. And he is just lifelessly dangling.
What, he's like, he's just dangling?
He's dangling as they slowly lower him down. Like, ladies and gentlemen, whatever the mascot's name is.
Anytime I see that, like, at a concert, like, any of those things, that just scares the hell out of me, even in person.
Yeah.
I went to my second wife, she loved Gloria Estefan, so we went and saw the show.
Okay.
She came out on, like, this sphere thing out of the ceiling. This is in the old Odd.
Oh, yeah.
It locked up on her.
No!
Oh,
she's stuck in it, and she's up there.
Oh!
And she's like talking to the crowd, and she's probably going, "Oh, this isn't good." I'm like,
man,
I would be crapping.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, I was like paralyzed if you're just watching this woman. Like, I'm gonna watch this celebrity splatter.
Yeah, Buffalo does not have a good record with dead celebrities. Ask President McKinley.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
252-WZMF. The Buffalo Sabres are looking for a new saber tooth. If you want the gig, you can apply online. They want someone energetic, engaging, someone who can dance and ice skate. Maybe not at the same time. Pays about $20 an hour.
You know what else sucks about being a mascot? If you're really, really good at it, you'll never get the credit. Because there have been some mascots that, like, they kind of become famous, like, on their own, just as being those mascots. Because, you know, they dance and they do all the tricks and stuff. But, like, you as a person will never get to experience that fame, I guess, of the character you play.
Yeah, but
maybe you like it that way, but I don't know. Like, at some point, you'd want to brag about it, I would think, and nobody would really be able to believe you or check those facts.
Well, to your point, I mean, like, the first real mascot that ever existed was a San Diego Chicken.
Yeah.
And that guy just did it on his own. Like, he wasn't affiliated with any team. He got hired by the Padres and the Chargers. But you're right. Like, that guy kicked this whole thing off.
Yeah.
And you don't know what he looks like.
Never got the credit.
The Philly Fanatic. I don't know who that dude is.
Again,
that dude was famous.
Yes, but you never got to see their face.
Yeah.
And, like, it's probably better. The person in the head is never the person you expect to
be. Well, no, it's some weird-looking kid.
Why do they have to be weird?
I know.
This is what you want to do.
I would love to be a mascot.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I'm telling you.
You hate it.
No, and you are somebody that would need the credit. Like, if you really hit big in your mascot, you'd want to be the face of it.
I'd be the first talking mascot.
So the Phoenix Suns, is that gorilla?
Yeah, the gorilla.
The dunks, right?
Yeah.
I think so,
like, I have never seen that dude's head. And I've seen that dude on a million times on TV.
Some do some pretty impressive stuff.
But they show the promos for it all the time.
You're right. Actually, there are some mascots that do get the credit, and it's only the leprechauns, it seems. Because both Notre Dame and...
Well, you can see the kid's face.
Yeah, right. The Boston Celtics.
If you're not, in an actual mask or costume.
Why would you not want to be a mascot? It's nothing but joy when people see you, except for Sabretooth.
Yeah, but then again, you always have to be, like, up.
Well, that's the kid.
Yeah, you can't be like a tick.
Yeah, you can't have an off day.
No, you can't.
Now, there are videos of mascots, like, losing their patience with kids.
Yeah, and then they're out of mascot biz.
But that's kind of the brilliance of Gritty, because Gritty's kind of a dick.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Is that Notre
Dame?
Like,
he shoves kids around and stuff?
Is Notre Dame, is that kid, because he's, like, fighting.
Yeah.
So you could kind of be a little bit of a dick, right?
I don't think so. I don't think Notre Dame wants their leprechaun being a dick.
Oh, well, they should change that logo. It looks like she's ready to pound some ass.
You want to try that one again?
Beat up somebody,
not
pound an ass. Pound some ass.
You said it!
Well, you know what I meant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.